Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. I'm so excited to announce that Soulful Valley is now a publishing house. Following my incredible journey with Intuitive, I was led to the opportunity to train as a publisher. My first project is a multi-author book called Evolving on Purpose, Mindful Ancestors Paving the Way for Future Generations. If you are a coach or healer and are serious about creating an impact and becoming more visible, and would like to invest in this project, becoming a best-selling author in the process, send me an email to soulfulvalleypodcast@gmail.com and I'll send you an application link. We've already begun the journey. Our authors in the hub at the moment are writing their book bios. If you feel called to this amazing experience, get your application in as quickly as possible. And let's make your dreams a reality. Ruth Sandoval is the creator of Weaving Wisdom Cards, an author, an intuitive life coach and a coach trainer. She lives in northern New Mexico in the US, in the land of enchantment. Ruth's first word was joy. It has always been the essence of her being, and it was necessary to navigate the extreme challenges of her life. During a particularly difficult time in her life, she found the art of weaving passed on by her ancestors, and it saved her. It was through weaving that she learned to connect with her wisdom, honouring every part of her life to find her way back to the light. She now knows that she is here to help others to weave the wisdom that lives within, so they can help others find their way back to the light. Ruth Sandoval, BCC, ACC, is an intuitive life coach. She is certified with the Centre for Credentialing Education and the International Coaching Federation. Ruth uses clairvoyance, claircognizance, and clairaudience, along with mediumship skills, to teach others to coach using their spiritual gifts. Her coach training programme, Coaching Wisdom, is accredited and can be used to earn a coaching credential with the ICF. She has a bachelor's degree in behavioural science and a master's degree in organisation, information and learning sciences. Ruth has coached over 2,000 humans on their life journey. Hello, Ruth. Welcome to Soulful Valley.
Hi, Katie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
It's great to have you. I met you, Ruth, in Joanna Hunter's community. I think it was in the Divine Planning Abundant Profits course, and we, a few of us have got to know each other, and we've watched each other's journey building our businesses in there. It's been quite exciting watching each other. So I'm so happy that you're here today, and I really, really would love for you to share your story and what it is that you're bringing out into the world.
Oh, thank you so much, Katie. Oh, my story is long, but if I can shorten it a little bit. My story is very interesting because I had a very difficult childhood, and I'm just going to be completely vulnerable and open here. My mother was diagnosed with schizophrenia when I was very young. My father, for his own reasons, couldn't really be there. And so very difficult time growing up. And there were times in my very young years, when I was 12, again at 28, again at 40, where I just didn't think that I could go on. And I had these spiritual gifts and I didn't know what they were. So I thought everybody could feel energy the way that I did. And I couldn't understand when I would talk about it, why people would look at me as though I had three heads, you know, they would.
I absolutely feel that. Wasn't connected.
And I think because of those sensitivities, I was highly attuned to what was going on. And that's what made me feel such desperate times and to feel such despair. and loneliness and hopelessness at times. But all during that time, I was going about the business of living. And at a very young age, I had two children. You know, I went about my life, but I always felt something was not right and I couldn't figure it out. So as the years went on, I started really digging deeply and trying to find my light, trying to find out there's something there. What is that? And that's been my journey my entire time. So after really working hard and finding my way out of darkness and despair and coming into the light and finding out that I'm normal, this is normal, feeling these intuitive hits, this clairvoyance, clairaudience, all of that is how we were meant to be. And that I have been guided the entire time through my life where I felt so lost before. Now I know I wasn't. I can't tell you how many books I was led to, how many groups I just walked into, how many people I met who gave me a little tiny puzzle piece that helped me to go on. So when I decided to grow up, have a career, all of that, I thought, okay, education, I want to teach. And when I began to go into that realm, it turned out that I really loved coaching as a profession. And I went through a pretty rigorous coach training program and became a certified professional coach. And that is where my passion is. So I used to teach coaching. So I would go around after I coached a while, coached a lot of people, and then taught coaching to others so that they could do that for an organization. And now where I sit is I have created my own coach training program. It's been accredited by the International Coaching Federation, and I'm so pleased about that. That was just recent. Yes. So my dream has always been to create a coach training program in which it was still respected by the coaching and professional community by having that accredited piece, but to train people to use their intuition, to use all of the gifts that they brought into the world and to validate those and to help them understand how to use those to help other people. And so in doing that, I think that we bring the light to more people. And
that's amazing. Yeah. I love that, Ruth.
Yeah, that's my mission. I actually started writing another book. So I have one and it's called Coaching Wisdom, Weaving Wisdom into Your Coaching Practice. These are based on a deck of cards that I created. So I've always had a book in me. You know how we have a book in us.
Yeah.
I know you do too.
I was holding it back for years. For years I've wanted to write, but finally this year at 52, I did it.
Isn't it amazing? It's so wonderful to birth that's been inside of you. So I was writing a book with a group of six women, and it was my turn to share. And I was writing every morning and no book was coming. And I was so frustrated. And as I was sitting there talking to Spirit, going, what is going on here? Why can't I do this? I hear with my spiritual ear, start with cards. And I went, what? What cards? I can't do cards. Although I love Oracle cards and I have tons of them. And I thought, start with cards. And I was so angry. I was just writing in my journal. When I was done, I sat back and I just started reading it and I went, oh, there's a card. And I kept reading, oh, there's another card. So I grabbed a highlighter and started circling all of these things. And I went, oh, they were all connected to a word, each one. And that's how my Weaving Wisdom cards were born. That's how I created them on faith. And I just went with it because really I had nothing else to show for it in my writing class. And I told them, I'm going to make cards. And they said, what?
Great idea. I want those cards now.
They were created. And because I'm a coach, I think that they have a lot of usefulness in the coaching realm, but also for personal transformation. So one of my first words, it was joy. And I don't know if it was from the Joy commercial for Joy dishwashing liquid or what it was, but it's one of the first things I said. And I really feel like that is the true essence of why I'm here and why I bring my light to the world. So each of these cards has a word on it. It has an intention behind the word, and then underneath it, there's a powerful question. So in coaching, powerful questions don't have a yes or no answer. You can't have a finite answer. You have to really dig deeply and really bring that answer from your spirit and from your soul. So after I made the cards, I put them out there. I ordered my 100 decks and started selling them a little bit. I had no idea what they were for. I just made them. And people started writing and saying, I'm using these in my rehab group. I'm using these with my child that I can't communicate with very well. I'm using these with my spouse. I'm using these in teaching groups. And I started realizing that these cards came through me, but they weren't mine. And I've had to release them into the world. I've just had amazing, amazing feedback about them. And that's what the book is. So I created the book to teach people how to use these cards when they coach others.
That's great.
And how to use them to bring up those deep soul answers that people have within themselves. So when I coach, I believe that everyone is creative, resourceful, and whole. And that really what we're doing is we're helping them connect to their own wisdom and to their own source. So that's what I do. I coach, I teach.
A beautiful, beautiful things to create. I'm just in awe of that. That's just
Katie,
wonderful.
I'm in awe too, because when we get out of the way and spirit leads, I'm in awe myself.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
When we sort of, yeah, it is when we get out of our own way, because there are lots of things blocking me in my life. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. I actually created Soulful Valley, the limited company, almost 3 years ago, but it sat there because I knew something was coming, but I didn't know what. I knew I had to do it.
Yes,
but things in my life kept getting in the way. And until I closed the door on those things, it wasn't until I closed the door on I had a very toxic relationship going on. I was running a charity. I was not very well myself within my own body. But as soon as I did the things that I needed to do to serve me, doors have opened up that I just would not have even imagined were possible. And things have come into me that, where have they come from? Yeah. The connection that's always been there that I'd closed down because of the way I was living my life. So it's incredible when you get this, isn't it?
It is so incredible. And then it makes life an exciting journey.
Yeah,
and absolutely. I have to say, there was a time when I didn't even want to be here, when I couldn't see why I was here.
Mm.
And so this is very close to my heart, that now at this point in my life, I feel like I want to be here. And not only wanting to be here, I want to help. I want to be part of the goodness that's here.
And create a better future for,
yeah,
for our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Absolutely. And yeah. I wanted to tell you that on the back of my cards is a weaving. And I'm a weaver, and I weave in the Rio Grande style of my ancestors here in northern New Mexico. And the weaving style is actually from the Spaniards who came here. And it's a combination of that and indigenous weaving, and the women way back when, or the weavers, not just women, combined that to create Rio Grande style weaving. And there was a really low part in my life where I came to a really low low. And my family has land in northern New Mexico. My father lives out there, and there's a little guest house. And I went there and crashed and burned at a certain part of my life. And just, it was 2 weeks before I could come out. I had just hit the end of my road. And when I did come out and I went into the little town, Las Vegas, New Mexico, there was a weaving studio. And I started there and I said, I want to learn to weave. And I did. And that's what healed me. And so that's why this weaving is on the back of these cards, because it means so much to me. You know, the weaving is an abstract weaving of my design, and it has a lot of different colors, a lot of different designs. And it brings in everything that I see that life is, the darkness, the light, the difficulty, the ease, everything all put together creates that unique piece of who we are. And that's why that's on the back of the cards.
It's just beautiful. So I've shared that. So the energy as well of that love that you've put into those cards and what that means to you. It's just beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your story, Ruth. It's amazing. Can I ask you for a couple of tips to help anybody in our audience that is going through the darkness at the moment?
Yes. Yes. And my message is, and I know that that people who are going through the darkness and in that low, you can't hear this message, but I'm here to tell you, I've been into those depths at least 3 times in my life, profound depths. Hang in there. Be patient with yourself. Don't think that every moment that you feel right now is what the rest of your life will feel like. It's just a moment in time, even though it feels like it encompasses you and envelops you in despair or darkness. There is a way. And I think what you need to do is open yourself to saying, I'm open to whatever comes to me. I'm open. Even if you have nothing, even if you don't even have hope, you can ask to borrow hope from spirit and it'll be loaned to you until you have your own. And that's my message, is to be patient, be present, and have faith. There are amazing things that can come from those depths.
Thank you, Ruth. Do you have any book recommendations for our audience? Can you get, I think your book is the best recommendation we can give today after what I've just heard about it. Do you want to give us the name of that again?
Sure. It's called Coaching Wisdom, Weaving Wisdom into Your Coaching Practice. And this isn't just for coaches. So what I've done is, these cards have had such amazing, profound effects for people that what I've done is I've put each card on a page in full color and I've written about each one even more. And there are at least 10 more powerful questions for the card. So the book has about 400 or more powerful questions that can be used for journaling, for transformation, for introspection. And that's what I've done with this book. So
that's fantastic. We'll link that in the show notes. Okay. I want one myself, so I need the links. Another question. What would you, if you could go back in time travel, tell your 20-year-old self?
Oh, what I would tell my 20-year-old self. I would say, basically what I've just told everybody is to be open, to trust. And actually what I would tell my 20-year-old self is that it's just not that important, all the little things that get to you over time. I would tell my 20-year-old self to go for whatever my heart was telling me at the time, not knowing how, not needing to have a direct path, but to just take a step in the direction of my dreams. Because I think taking that one step, that opens worlds, as you know.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And do you have a favorite podcast?
I do. Actually, Katie, it's yours.
Thank you.
I listen to all the little snippets and I really, really love all of the guests that you bring on. So I'm so pleased that I get to be a part of this. There's another podcast that I listen to and it's called Real Native Roots. And it's all about Indigenous people here in the U.S. and people who are just amazing human beings who are interviewed, who have made great contributions, and it just brings the richness of Native culture. So, and that's by Vicki Oldman.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And finally, where can our listeners find you?
Can find me at ruthsandoval.com and on Facebook under Coaching Wisdom. Those are the two places. Sometimes on Instagram. But I'm mostly Facebook and my website. So on my website, there's a little video that kind of welcomes you and tells you all about what I do. And, you know, I do wisdom card readings. So I love to do that. On my Facebook page, I will do free card pulls. And I like to do that with a group of people, just to do it because I love it. And we find some connection there and we find some insight to go forward in our days. And that's every Wednesday. I do Wisdom Card Wednesdays in the morning.
That's gorgeous. Is there anything else that you want to share today that we haven't already spoke about?
I think you had a question for me before, and it was if money were no object.
Ah, yes. If money were no object, what would you be doing?
And this is the beautiful thing. So when people used to say this, I used to say, oh, that's baloney, you know? And they would say, I would be doing what I'm doing, even if there were no money involved. But really, I think that I would be coaching people, working with people, not having to charge. I think that what I would do is help still bring people, show them a roadmap from the darkness to the light. Because for me, it was such a long, hard road, and it didn't have to be. I didn't know that then. Boy, would I like to help somebody say, you know what? There's light just around the corner. It's just right there. And that's what I still would love to do.
That's gorgeous. The reason I asked that question was because it popped up in my Facebook memories a few weeks ago. And I'd answered that question in, you know, these lists where it tells you to answer questions about yourself. And my answer was, over a year ago, author. And it popped up. So I would do it anyway.
I love that, Katie. I love it. And yes, you are an author. So
finally, it's been great to have you here. Thank you for sharing today, Ruth.
Thank you so much, Katie.
Bye for now. So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now. Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. Hopefully you will have heard something today that helps you feel a little lighter and more connected and aware of who you really are. My aim is to share love, light and wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think that it would help them in any way. You can find me at the Soulful Valley podcast page on Facebook. My website is soulfulvalley.com. You can also connect with me on Instagram at soulfulvalley.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.